Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Thank you. say, we're having a party. We're all at the party, and no one here will miss you.
Faith in the good things that good humans can. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
He only knows her as his sweetheart. He
You been down the Hudson River? Have you been down the Charles? Have you floated the Mississippi? Or down the Deerfield in the tire of a car? I am the Arctic Ocean. You are my compass to live. Feed me like a plentiful river. Darling, you can provide for me. Honey, I'm a bumblebee. You are my lasso wielder. Put your arms around me now. I'll be in a buzzing frenzy. I'm a tiny planet. You are my golden sun. When I circle around you now, that is a revolution. Darling, you sweep me away. Darling, just like the sea. Darling, I'm a boat and you're the breeze. That's where we wanna be. Everything spins round the sun. What if you could stay right here with me? That is a revolution. 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 That is a
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Your 7 quarters on the dresser, pennies in the sock drawer, a framed picture of paradise taken the summer before. I learned to love cold showers, Frost learns to kiss, not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Today and the time before, opportunity comes knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come. A trip in September, 'cause I was ready for a fall, to leave the trees and me to ponder the meaning of it all, with red, brown, yellow and green, and all the space in between. You know, this earth is so deep and wide, why can't I feel that inside? Yesterday and the time before, opportunity comes knock, 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 knocking on my neighbor's door. So loud I can't sleep anymore. Seasons come, seasons go.
Thank you. physics has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position complementary. The product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first just thought it was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch. If they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they were at zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
If I could have a heart to heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart to heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart to heart with my dad.
If it were real heart to heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart to heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Well, it was big, of course, but somewhat dark and throbbing, and I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth, and I put my tongue on it and went back and forth, and I could feel it getting stronger, and then you can feel all the energy come into your mouth, and you're like, yeah.
Your time, but everybody wants.
it raw.
We like it raw.
I like the way the line runs up the back of the stockings. I've always liked those kind of high heels too, you know. No, don't take them off. Don't take them off.